It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokins, and joining me today in studio, I have Christine Jensen. She is with the USU Extension Office in Castledale over in Emory County. And we're going to talk about turkeys. It's right around the corner. It's coming at us really fast. And, you know, there are certain people, there are people out there that are worried about being able to get a turkey. We'll talk about that. You know, you don't have to have turkey for Thanksgiving. It's possible to have Thanksgiving without a turkey. We'll talk about some different alternatives that are out there. But first and foremost, we want to talk food safety, because that is what this is all about. Christine, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
So let's dive right in, so to speak, and let's talk about, let's talk turkey, shall
okay.
we?
Good.
First thing on the list that you said you wanted to discuss was the food safety aspects of it, because there are so many things that go into preparing a Thanksgiving dinner,
right.
and the turkey, of course, being the number one thing, and people kind of, there's different stories out there of people trying different things, mm-hmm. and some of them may not be the best thing to try, and that's where we're going to kind of jump in and start off with right now.
Okay.
So go ahead. First and foremost, what's the easiest, best, and safest way to defrost your turkey?
You need to thaw your turkeys depending on poundage, and so you need to put them in the refrigerator to thaw. Don't thaw on the countertop. That's where bacteria grows. So if you have a 20 to 25 pound turkey, you want to thaw it 5 to 6 days before Thanksgiving Day, before you're ready to cook it. And it goes from various dates from there. So just make sure that you thaw it correctly, thaw it in the refrigerator, put it on like a cookie sheet, a small shallow pan, put it in your refrigerator and let it sit there. Don't thaw outside in your car. I have heard many people do that. The problem is, this year we're going to have a warm Thanksgiving. And when you do that and you put it in the car, the temperatures fluctuate so much that you need to be careful, really, really careful with those temperature fluctuations. So you're either partially thawing it and then partially freezing it, thawing and freezing and thawing and freezing. And that doesn't work for a turkey. You can't do that.
Yeah, and that's really not good for that. That's where you kind of also, that's where you get frost buildup and, mm-hmm. and things like that,
exactly.
freezer burn. So, yeah, trunk of your car, that's a new one on me. I thought I had heard them all, but that's a new one on me.
No.
So the only safe way really is in the refrigerator.
In the refrigerator, no.
And, yeah, make sure you put that in a cookie sheet or a pan. Put mm-hmm. it in the roaster that you're going to cook it in. But just remember that you're going to have to wash it before you throw it in the oven.
Yeah, and leave it in this packaging. Don't take it out of its packaging. Just leave it all in there. And then as you're ready to, when it's thawed and you take it out, then you can remove the giblets, that package. Now, some people will leave it till the last minute thinking it will thaw in a day. It will not thaw in a day. You can use the cold water method, which is to put your turkey in a clean sink. Again, leave the packaging on. And every half an hour, you fill your sink with cold water and then change it every 30 minutes. For every 1 pound, it takes a half an hour of. So if you have a 24-pound turkey, it will take you 12 hours to thaw that turkey. And that's a lot of time. It's a lot of water because you have to consistently change that water. You can't leave it in warm water or room temperature water. You have to keep changing that cold water. Not only does that take up the space in your kitchen when you're trying to prepare a turkey, but you are using up water that you don't need to if you can put it in your
yeah.
And if you're late getting it, if you don't get it all 5 days, then great, put it in on Monday or Sunday or Tuesday, but put it in so it's partially thawed. Now, you can cook an unthawed turkey. If you do that partially through, you're going to have to pull it out, and you're going to have to take out that paper container with all the giblets and the neck and all that kind of stuff. That's kind of a pain because you've probably got it all nicely dressed and things like that. So be careful if you do that. The paper is food safe, so you don't have to worry about the food safety of that, but just get them out there. You don't want to cook it the entire time you're cooking your turkey.
Right. So if you're going to do that, it's completely safe to cook a frozen turkey, basically.
Correct.
But you got to make sure that, you know, once you can get in there and get that out, and I don't want to handle a hot turkey, but once you can get in there and get that out, get that packaging and that neck and all
exactly.
of that, everything
mm-hmm.
out of there.
Right.
All right. So that's the touch on food safety there. Just be very careful what you're doing. And first, really quick, too, if you're going to do stuffing, if you're going to do a turkey, what temperatures are we looking for here?
You need to cook a turkey to 165 degrees. You want to test it with a thermometer and put it in the most meaty part of your turkey. Don't put it on the thinnest part, but the thickest part, and that will give you a true temperature. If you stuff a turkey with your dressing or whatever you have, you have to have the stuffing at 165 degrees, which will take longer to cook. So your turkey may become dry because of that, because you're overcooking the turkey and to get the temperature of 165 degrees. It is recommended that you cook your dressing or stuffing, whatever you call it, in a separate dish and cook it until it's done.
So that's the best way to go.
Yes.
All right. So there's that, and that's a really interesting point and a good point to bring up is that stuffing is going to be have to be up to 165.
Exactly.
And you're running the risk of drying your turkey out by doing that.
Correct. Depending on your method of cooking.
All right. So that's the food safety part of it.
Right.
Now let's talk about, and this could be a sacrilege, but let's talk about there may be people out there, I don't want a turkey for Thanksgiving.
And there's a lot of people that don't eat turkey. Perhaps culturally, you'll have something else, you know, jambalaya, if you're, you know, or you might have tacos, or it's okay to have a meatloaf or a steak or prime rib for a lot of people. It's great. Eat what will bring your family together. That's the point of Thanksgiving, is coming together as a family. It's not one of the gimme holidays where it's gimme, gimme, gimme. It's one of the holidays where we meet as a family. So invite your neighbors, invite your friends, and enjoy Thanksgiving.
And I'll be honest, that's why Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays.
It's my favorite holiday.
It's just you hanging out with your family, and that's all there is to it.
That's
plain
right.
And simple. So we've got the alternatives out of the way. And now let's talk about, I've heard it, and you said there's turkeys out there to get, right?
Yes, there are.
There may not be the turkey you're looking for, though.
Exactly.
And that's where we're going to run into these problems. With COVID and everything, the gatherings are a little smaller. So you might have a problem finding that 10, 12, 13, 14-pound bird out there.
Exactly. I know there's been several issues, especially on, of course, on Facebook and places that they say there's a shortage of turkeys. There really is no shortage of turkeys. I've spoken with Norbest in Manti. They said there are plenty of turkeys. You don't have to worry about getting a turkey, but it may not be the size you want. Smaller turkeys, people are wanting those for smaller gatherings. They're not meeting in huge gatherings because of COVID. And I recommend that you, if you can't find a small turkey, then go to your grocery store and ask the local grocer, the butcher in their grocery store, if he will cut the turkey in half. Freeze half of it and eat half. Or buy a turkey breast. And if you want dark meat, then buy a couple of drumsticks. They are available.
They're always available right there. And that's another way to do that. Because, yeah, that's going to be an issue, is finding that smaller bird for your gathering. If you're only going to have, you know, like we were talking, 10 or 12 people, maybe just buy a couple of turkey breasts.
Exactly. That's perfect. And they're easy to cook. And you don't have to worry about those. You'll have plenty of meat.
All right. Now, if anybody has questions, do you have a place on your website that they can go to kind of get these questions answered?
That, or
call
they can
you
call
guys?
Me. Just call me at 381-3535. And I'd be happy to answer your questions and help you in any way.
All right. Christine Jensen, the Family and Consumer Science Agent over at the Extension Office in Castledale. Thank you so much
for
coming over and talking with us today. It's all about turkey. Everybody be safe out there. You know, just follow the easy instructions. It's very simple, and everybody can have a happy Thanksgiving. Christine, you have a happy Thanksgiving as well.
Thank you. You too.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.